In its quest to provide an open forum for discussion of controversial issues, this station allows hosts and their guests to express themselves without any significant censorship. You're advised that any views expressed by the hosts or their guests are not necessarily the views of Tugy Entertainment or its partners.
Welcome to Officer Radio, powered by the worldwide resources of Officer.com. And hosted by editor-in-chief of Officer.com and 30-year law enforcement veteran Frank Borelli. Officer Radio is your source for the latest news, trends, and issues facing the law enforcement community. Join us each week as Officer Borelli and his guest examine, dissect, and discuss the issues facing our industry. Call in live and join the conversation to get your voice heard. Now, let's get to it. It's Officer Radio, live with Frank Borelli on Officer.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Officer Radio, brought to you by Officer.com. I'm your host, editor for Officer.com, Frank Borelli. Today we're going to talk about SHOT Show 2012. That's the Shooting, Hunting, Outdoor Trade Show, owned and presented by the National Shooting Sports Foundation. I could throw a bunch of acronyms at you. SHOT Show, S-H-O-T, Shooting, Hunting, Outdoor Trade. National Shooting Sports Foundation, NSSF, if you hear me, them referenced by anybody later in the show. Now, I know that law enforcement doesn't necessarily revolve around shooting sports, and a lot of the SHOT Show itself, the hunting outdoor part, doesn't seem to have much to do with mainstream law enforcement. But now let's think about this. Two things here. There's a section of SHOT Show for military and law enforcement, and that section has grown steadily through the years since its inception, and it's now a pretty big chunk of the SHOT Show floor. So they do have a piece that's specifically tailored to law enforcement and military, not to mention the fact when you look at what companies make firearms for hunting, those same companies make firearms for law enforcement. So there is an applicability there. Second, let's be real. We don't work all the time. No matter how much we cry the blues to our chief, our sergeant, our lieutenant, and or our spouses, we actually do get time off. So although it feels like we work all the time, while we're on our downtime, when we're on vacation, whatever, when we're off, a great many of us enjoy outdoor activities like camping, backpacking, hunting, fishing, etc. So we here at Officer.com, and when I say that we here at Officer.com, mostly I mean me because I get to pick the topics, feel like there's plenty we can see or learn at SHOT Show that will serve our listening community. SHOT Show is happening next week. So this week we're taking a look at that quote-unquote look ahead in anticipation of SHOT Show. As a matter of fact, if you go to Officer.com and look at the blogosphere, I did a blog about it, and we're going to talk about a little piece of that blog in a few minutes, and then we're also going to talk about somebody that I like to see. There's a little story I tell about a gentleman that I met at SHOT Show and have run into a couple of times at different shows since then. Interesting story. Anyway, throughout the show, as always, we'll be taking calls from listeners. The number to dial is 866-404-6519, or you can email in comments or questions, frankborelli@officer.com. All right, today's show, like all of them, will be archived on the Officer.com radio page as well as our podcast page. I'm not going to tell you how to find them. You're on the radio page if you're listening to the show, or you're listening to the radio show archived on the radio page, or you've already downloaded the podcast page, which means you know where to find it. So all of our shows are archived. They're also available on iTunes. Now, one challenge we have there on iTunes is they're listed by the date, not necessarily the topic of the show. So here's what you do. If you want them from iTunes, look at our podcast page so you see the topic material for a given date of a show. Then you go to iTunes and get that show by the date. As you hopefully well know, Officer.com has both a Facebook fan page and a Twitter feed. All the updates get put on the Facebook page and on the Twitter feed. We post them on both. So we like the feedback. If you have a topic that you want us to cover, please send us those suggestions. If you have a comment on something we have covered, then leave those comments for us on Facebook or on the podcast page or whatever. So one of the stories, I know a gentleman named John Morrison, and John's a fantastic guy. He's got one of those perfect voices for radio, and he's done some speakovers and stuff. He writes a ton of articles under a variety of different names, a true legend in special operations for law enforcement. He was one of the founding members out in California of a SWAT team way back in like the early 70s. He's still vigorously active in the community, that being the law enforcement community and the writing community for law enforcement. John wrote an article some time ago about the things we eat at SHOT Show. Now, the Sands Convention Center, like almost every other convention center in the world, prohibits you from bringing food in, so you have to pay the exorbitant prices that they charge for the chopsticks sandwich with cheese on ciabatta blah blah bread or whatever. It's a cheeseburger. You can get a happy meal. You can get an extra value meal at McDonald's for $4, $5 with a cheeseburger, fries, and a soda at a convention center. That same meal is going to cost you $15.50, and they might add on a mandatory gratuity for the service or something. Who knows? But a lot of times when you look at the food, it just doesn't look like the same food from someplace else. Well, that's because it's mass service pre-production food. The thing I'll always remember about the story, though, was how he had talked about people getting corn dogs. And sometimes the corn dogs – I mean, you know, corn dogs are supposed to look essentially like a big hot dog, even though they've got the cooked dough around them, cornbread, whatever it is. Sometimes they look a little deformed. And he called one lizard on a stick. And that was how you referred to it. When you were eating something, you never were quite sure what it was. You weren't sure you wanted to look at it after you bit into it. If it tasted good and was chewable without problem, you just chewed and swallowed and drank it down, because you never knew if you were eating lizard on a stick. And that is not a negative comment about any convention center, much less the Sands Convention Center. That's an acknowledgement to John for one of the funniest things I've ever read and will always remember all my life, lizard on a stick. So the other thing, the other story, many of you know a gentleman named R. Lee Ermey, otherwise known as the Gunny. He's a famous drill instructor, former Marine. Well, I have to take back the former. Once a Marine, always a Marine. There is no former. He's definitely not an ex, and he's a very popular gentleman. I had the honor of meeting Gunny Lee, Gunny Ermey, we had a conversation about Glocks. He's a spokesperson for Glock, and he said he never ever cleans his Glock. That was at SHOT Show, I guess 2008 or 2009, sometime back then. So SHOT Show, I guess it was 2010, because SHOT Show 2011, this past year, I was at Media Range Day, and I ran into Gunny Ermey at the Glock booth. And I said, "So, Gunny, have you cleaned your Glock yet?" He said, "No, why would I?" I said, "Well, I remember a drill instructor yelling at me and telling me that every time I fired my weapon, it was my duty, my sworn like life existence purpose to make sure that after I fired my weapon, I cleaned it thoroughly, lovingly, to make sure that it felt cared for and would always perform for me." And he looked at me and goes, "Well, yeah." And I said, "Then why don't you clean your Glock?" He said, "Because I have a wife, and that's what she's for. After she cleans my golf shoes, she cleans my guns." And I decided I better leave that one alone. When I came home, I told my wife that story with a great deal of humor and a big smile on my face, and she was smiling back at me as she listened until I got to the part where the wife was supposed to clean the golf shoes and the gun. And then the smile went away. Excuse me. The smile went away, and she said, "Don't even think about it." Yeah, okay, gotcha. I look forward to seeing Gunny Ermey at SHOT Show again this year. I will ask him whether or not he's cleaned his gun. He will laugh at me again because I have yet to train my wife to clean my guns and my golf shoes. For all of you female officers out there, I suppose he wants you to train your spouses in how to clean your golf shoe, golf whatever shoes, and guns. Anyway, this year, SHOT Show is being held at the Sands Convention Center in Las Vegas next week, from Tuesday the 17th through Friday the 20th. Speaking of Friday the 20th, have you realized that tomorrow is Friday the 13th? I'm just saying, if any of you are superstitious, tomorrow is Friday the 13th. Getting it out of the way early this year. It's January. It's probably another one later in the year. We'll have to look. At SHOT Show, though, from Tuesday through Thursday, the show floor is open from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. each day. That's Tuesday through Thursday. On Friday, the floor opens at 8:30 a.m. but closes at 4 p.m. And trust me, some of the vendors will be packing up by 2 or 2:30. However, just for the law enforcement folks, the show floor for the law enforcement ballroom and the meeting rooms on levels 1 and 2 will open at 8 o'clock each day. So if you're going specifically to the law enforcement section Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. each day. And those booth numbers, write this down. I'll wait for you to get paper and pen. Yeah, I'm still waiting. Get a paper and pen. All right, those booth numbers that are going to be affected are booth numbers 5,000 through 8,700 and 20,000 through 28,000. Yes, I said 28,000. There's something like 17 miles worth of floor at SHOT Show, and you'll walk all of it several times if you're there all week going back and forth. In case you didn't realize, SHOT Show is huge. I tend to think of the aisles as roadways and lay the thing out like city blocks in my head. Media range day for SHOT Show is on Monday the 16th and is being held at the Boulder City Rifle and Pistol Club. Lots of good stuff going on there. Rifle ranges, pistol ranges. There will be gun manufacturers, crossbow manufacturers, sight manufacturers, laser aiming devices manufacturers, clothing manufacturers. Everybody's going to be out there. If you are a member of the media and didn't register for that and can get there, go for the love of God and do it. It is a heck of a day, and they serve a good lunch while you're there. All right. We're running out of time before our first break. When we come back, SHOT Show's got a smartphone app, an iPhone app, a Droid app, that they've been evolving steadily. And when we come back from a break, I want to talk about that for a minute. I'm not pumping the app. I this year, I've actually got a Droid. Last year, I had a BlackBerry, and I'm glad to be away from my CrackBerry. This year, I have a Droid, and I've downloaded the app. I have one criticism of it that we'll talk about, and then we'll talk about some of the strengths of it, because it is a wonderful – they've evolved it in a good way. We'll talk about setting up your SHOT Show schedule on their website, and then we'll have our guest Jonathan join us when we come back. Thanks for listening. Talk to you in just a few seconds.
Want to get your voice heard about law enforcement issues? This is your show. It's Officer Radio on Officer.com. And we'll be back with more right after these.
This is Frank Borelli, editor for Officer.com. In May of 2011, a small brown-eyed boy proudly showed off the law enforcement buttons he had pinned to his shirt in honor of his dad, an officer killed in the line of duty 6 years ago. Then the reality set in. This boy was just a few days away from his sixth birthday. He never got the chance to meet his dad, nor did thousands of children whose parents' names are forever etched into the living memorial in Judiciary Square. Join us in 2012 as we launch Officer World Expo in Washington, D.C. in our effort to reduce the intolerably large number of officers who didn't get to go home to their families. OfficerWorldExpo.com, because some records aren't meant to be broken.
Congratulations on being the proud owner of an adorable, soft, cuddly, sweet-smelling, smiling, cooing, hungry, tired, gassy, screaming little bundle of joy. So now what? Where's the owner's manual for this thing? Where are my instructions? Right here. It's Baby and Toddler Instructions with Blythe Lipman on TogiNet.com. Infant care specialist Blythe Lipman has worked with babies for over 20 years and works extensively with new parents, providing workshops, in-home visits, tips, and daily phone calls to ease those frazzled nerves. With Baby and Toddler Instructions, you can get the advice you need on how to survive and enjoy your baby's first year. For more information on Blythe and how she can help you, go to babyinstructions.com. From 32 ways to stop a baby from crying to 14 ways to get a baby to eat and so much more, it's Baby and Toddler Instructions with Blythe Lipman on TogiNet.com. Welcome back to Officer Radio, powered by the worldwide resources of Officer.com. and hosted by editor-in-chief of officer.com, 30-year law enforcement veteran Frank Borelli. Now, let's get back to the show. It's Officer Radio on officer.com.
All right, folks, welcome back. We had a minor technical difficulty, so if I sounded a little funny before the break, it was technology causing a problem and not me going through withdrawals from my fruit punch or whatever. That's my story. I'm going to stick to it. It was technology's fault. Remember that next time your chief wants to know why something happened. All right, so before we went to break, we were talking about this this application, this Droid or iPhone app for SHOT Show. This app has a really cool feature in it, where it has a map, a list of all the exhibitors, and a map of the show floor. And let's say you're at booth number 8,102, and you need to get to booth number 26,305. You can put those in, and it will map out for you the fastest path to get from A to B. That's amazingly cool, because early in the show, before you learn the floor, when it's Tuesday morning and you're trying to get someplace, that's wonderfully helpful. When you know, when it's Thursday afternoon and you've walked the floor twice and you know where your favorite booths are and where to find your friends, it's not as important, but it's great to have right at the beginning of the show, and is helpful when you're looking for that booth that you haven't found, that you remember at the last minute that you got to go visit. You can put it in there and go find it. Now, here's something, it's kind of my own personal lazy gripe, I guess. Excuse me. When you log on to SHOT Show, okay, some websites, shotshow.org, create an account, log in there. You can set up your own show plan. You can go through the entire list of exhibitors, and you just click on the ones that you want to add to your list of things that you want to visit, the places you want to go, and you can export that to a PDF document and print it and take it with you. You can export it alphabetically by the exhibitor name, or you can export it by the booth number. Now, this is my preference as a veteran of SHOT Show, and I certainly don't know everything, as my wife reminds me every day. If you do it by booth number, then you can work the show floor from in a numerical order. I mean, the show, like I said, it's like city blocks. If you start at 0 and you go to 20, you're continually going in one direction. If you go from 8 to 17 to 3 to 11 to 19 to 6, you're going back and forth and back and forth and making a lot of extra walking for yourself. Not that walking is bad, but it wastes a lot of time. If you do it in numerical order, you go from 100 to 28,000, gradually going along, it's a much more efficient way of going about things in my experience. And as I get older, I appreciate having to walk less. Now, here's my gripe. I log on the website using my email address and my password. On my phone, they require me to have my badge number, which they've sent me on my badge if I registered early enough. Well, I haven't got my badge yet, so I don't have that number. So on my phone, I can't get my list, my plan, my schedule that I've set up on the website. I can't do that until I get to the show. Then I can download it to my phone. Seems to me like I ought to be able to do the same thing on my phone I do on the website. But that's just my own personal gripe. Maybe they'll make that improvement next year. So that app is there. It's available. I think it's a good idea. I think it's handy to have. I would encourage you to grab it. It's free. Nobody makes any money. They have not paid for advertising. I found it, thought it was super cool, wanted to share it with you guys. So check it out. And I strongly encourage you, if you're going to SHOT Show, go to their website, register, set up your show, your list of exhibitors, and export that so that you have it in your hand. It makes it a more efficient way to go. Now, we were supposed to have a guest, a gentleman named Chuck Bennett, our monthly columnist on Legendary Lawmen. He's another SHOT Show veteran. He was supposed to join us, had a family emergency come up. And we were going to discuss with Chuck a few things about SHOT Show that are lessons that are learned from previous shows. His first item on the list was comfortable shoes or boots. There's nothing like, and I did this with a boot manufacturer, was totally impressed with their boots. One show, at the first day I saw them, they said, hey, let us give you this pair of boots and this pedometer, and we want you to walk around for the week in our boots, and let's see how many miles you put on them, and we're sure you're going to love them. They're so comfortable. And sure, great, no problem. 3 hours later, my feet were almost bleeding. Oh, my God, it was horrible. So I took them their boots back, and I said, yeah, this isn't going to work. And the guy who designed the boots was from Germany, and he said, no, you don't understand. Our boots are fantastic because of this. And I said, no, you don't understand. Your boots suck because they hurt my feet. And he said, well, your feet will break in. Well, therein lies the rub, and that boot company hasn't been back. Obviously, I wasn't the person who felt that way. Thank goodness. But comfortable shoes are mandatory. If they move around on your feet and you walk that much, you will get blisters. Comfortable shoes or boots, absolutely mandatory. Chuck also talked about planning the show and his travel map. He does much what I do, where he plans out them out by number. But because he's also a photographer by trade, he likes to set up appointments to take pictures of the new cool high-speed, low-drag stuff. If you're going to want to take time in a booth to take photographs, because it's a very busy place, I mean, they've got hundreds of thousands of, well, not hundreds of thousands, but thousands of people coming through. I have to look while we're on a break and see if I can get the number of attendees for last SHOT Show. The numbers do run upwards of 40, 45,000 people. When you've got that many people going through a show, the vendors simply don't have, the exhibitors don't have the time for everybody that walks over the camera to set up pictures. So he has to make appointments. If you're going to do that, make appointments. He wanted to talk about the application as well. He has an iPhone, and he likes it. He doesn't have a problem. His my pet grief is not his pet grief, so it doesn't really matter. Now, like I said, he writes the monthly column for Legendary Lawman. It's been a habit of Chuck's for a long, long time. He's studied the old, the quote-unquote Old West, and made a habit of gathering information about these legendary lawmen. He was always fascinated by the fact that a great many of them, although they were legendary lawmen, quite literally, after they died, during their life at some point, they were accused of a crime, that they all were fallible. They were all human. There were all disagreements had occurred, and somebody make an accusation. But we really don't see, I mean, and thank goodness, as a police officer, I say this quite happily, thank God I'm not still carrying a 45 long Colt revolver, single action, with a 5-inch barrel, strapped in a low hand-tooled leather holster with a strap that hooks onto the hammer spur. We've evolved past that, thank goodness. But those legendary lawmen had legendary weapons. They're the weapons that we've seen in movies and read about in books. And I know that one of the things he'll be doing at SHOT Show is he'll be visiting the manufacturers of such weapons today, because still people like them. Like guns, they like the feel. They like to imagine themselves in those roles. They like to shoot them, and there are competitions developed around single-action revolvers, the Wild West guns, if you will. So I know he was going to be traveling around looking for those to see what he could include in a column about SHOT Show from that vein. Excuse me now. Bear with me a minute. I'm going to see if I can't find on the SHOT Show site some information about some of the exhibitors, some of the things that are being released new at SHOT Show. I know that they put out a ton of press releases every year. They start about a month before SHOT Show and start to say, hey, here's all the new stuff we're coming out with. For instance, ASP is a big name in the industry. ASP is going to be premiering something called the Micro USB Rechargeable Triad Flashlight, as well as the rechargeable Sapphire USB flashlight, two other batons, and a tactical light case designed for this company's Triad series of lights. When I see USB rechargeable, I think, wow, they're finally mating the light to something a little bit more convenient in a patrol car to recharge it. You could probably plug it into your laptop, and I'm sure they're going to have their their own special mounting bracket or the proper connectivity equipment or whatever, so that you can plug these lights into your laptop, whatever. If it's a USB charging flashlight, it's an interesting concept at any rate. So ASP will be showing some of this new stuff. Buck Knives makes knives. I don't want to call them legendary. We'll overuse the word during the show, but Buck makes some good blades. Been making good knives for a long time. They're going to be revealing some new knives at SHOT Show, and they've got special press conferences and stuff going on. But they've got a new Ergo Hunter line of knives that they're going to be releasing that look pretty interesting, at least to me. I'm kind of a knife guy. I tend to like them. I've been carrying one all my life. If you're a big camper, I got to tell you, Zippo, which is well known for their lighters. I've carried a Zippo lighter for a long, long time. The little plastic picks are fantastic, but I like a metal lighter. I like being able to refill it with fluid. I'm not a fan of gas. Propane lighters are fantastic. I'm a Zippo fan. It's just how I am. I'm old-fashioned. My gray hair, my bald head show it. So Zippo, oddly enough, they've come out some really interesting camping and hunting products for that off-duty time. They've got a line of hand warmers that also use Zippo lighter fluid, and I have not examined the design, but I know they function. And they've got a fire starter disc that, in my opinion, as an active and avid camper, it's amazing. You can use 1/4 of a disc. You just cut it with a regular knife, and you can light it, even if the thing's soaking wet, you can light it. It takes a little bit to get it lit. That's when you're kind of happy, I guess, for the propane lighter. But a regular lighter, regular matches work. You get it lit, and you stack your tinder and your kindling on top of it, and it works very well. It burns hot. The flame that comes off of it's almost white because it's so hot. Pretty impressive product, and they're supposed to have even made it better since last year when I saw it. There's a company called SpringTac Holsters. SpringTac is an in-the-pants holster that is coming out with a few new items. We just, matter of fact, Officer.com, we had a guest contributor, a gentleman named Max Schulte, who did a review on one. He did a wear test on one and gave it high marks. SpringTac has... it looks like 5 new holsters that they're revealing at SHOT Show that are all in-the-pants holsters. Looks like you can carry them on either side. They do pretty good. We're going to talk about a few more things when we come back. After our next break, we'll be being joined by a gentleman named Jonathan Kozlowski, who's the associate editor for Law Enforcement Technology Magazine. Jonathan and I are going to talk about some of the things he enjoys and doesn't enjoy about SHOT Show, things he's looking forward to, media range day, and so forth and so on. But we'll be back with that after this break. Thank you for joining us today. This is Officer Radio on Officer.com.
Want to get your voice heard about law enforcement issues? This is your show. It's Officer Radio on Officer.com. And we'll be back with more right after these. Are you the kind of parent who just wants their kids to live the life of their dreams? Well, grab your kids and join How to Raise a Millionaire Radio with Ann Morgan James and Jack James. It's a lively interview and call-in show, Thursday, 6 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. This dynamic mother and son team are on a mission. They want to empower kids to dream big and go after those dreams with gusto. They want to fill the world with kid entrepreneurs. Are your kids ready for success? Don't miss their fun antics, lively guests, and discussions. For more on Ann and Jack and their show, check out their website, howtoraiseamillionaire.com. Then join the conversation of lively interviews and call-ins, and let's give our kids the tools and encouragements they need to build a future they can bank on, no matter what the economy throws their way. It's How to Raise a Millionaire Radio with Ann Morgan James and Jack James, Thursdays, 6 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network.
Frank Borelli, editor for Officer.com. Join thousands of other law enforcement professionals attending Police Week, May 12th through the 17th, 2012, in Washington, D.C. The new Officer World Expo at Police Week will offer training, conference sessions, and networking opportunities to better equip those who protect others. Visit OfficerWorldExpo.com because some records aren't meant to be broken.
Welcome back to Officer Radio, powered by the worldwide resources of Officer.com and hosted by editor-in-chief of Officer.com, 30-year law enforcement veteran Frank Borelli. Now, let's get back to the show. It's Officer Radio on Officer.com.
Good day and welcome back. after that break to Officer Radio and Officer.com. For the remainder of the show, we're going to be joined by a gentleman that I'm very honored to work with, a guy who is supremely intelligent about some things, and not having ever been a policeman, maybe not quite so educated about being a cop on the street. But Jonathan Kozlowski is the associate editor for Law Enforcement Technology Magazine and Law Enforcement Product News, our sister print publications, and we'd like to welcome him to the show. How are you doing today, Jonathan?
Hi, Frank. Thanks for inviting me. Good to be on the show.
I don't think you understand just how much you bail me out by being here, and our listeners don't have to listen to me just talk monologue endlessly to the end of the show. So they're delighted to have you here as well. Thank you for joining me. Hey, listen, we've been talking about SHOT Show, which is coming up next week. Always a fun thing for those of us who are ordered to go as part of our jobs. You being an editor, me being an editor, let's talk a little bit about some of the lessons that we learned. How many SHOT Shows have you been to? Do you know offhand?
I believe I've been to two or three, the last one being a few years ago, last time it was in Orlando.
I miss Orlando. You know, I mean, it's got a different energy. It's not as there's not the same excited feeling in Orlando as there is in Vegas, but at least in Orlando, I don't know. When you're in SHOT Show, it's good, but when you're outside of SHOT Show in Vegas, you just don't have that same, I don't have the same comfortable feeling. I'm not a big city guy. I kind of like Orlando, you know, Disney and SeaWorld and all that. But anyway,
yeah.
It's been a few
Vegas
years
too.
For you. I guess I'm going on almost 10 of them now. I think the first one I went to was in 03 or 04. And I haven't been able to miss one. I'm not complaining. I love going. I'm a gun guy and all that. But some of the lessons that we've learned, and for me, my big thing that I had to learn last year was everywhere you go that has a magazine, you can pick up a free magazine. If it's a publications booth or whatever, you pick up a free magazine. When I got to the airport to leave, my luggage was too heavy, and I had to take all the magazines out and give them to the SkyCap, and those guys loved it. I handed them like two dozen gun magazines, and they were all thinking it was great. If I did that this year, TSA would probably take me aside in a little private room. what's one of the lessons you've learned in your experiences at SHOT Show?
Well, one of the downfalls of being one of the print editors or of such magazines as we are, we pick up a lot of pamphlets and PRs. So it's a little piece of paper, but one at a time is not much. I mean, you bring it home, you empty your bag, and you put it on your bed, and you're fine. But when you come home, what I've learned is shove all of that PR stuff in one suitcase and then check that suitcase.
Okay. I thought you were going to say ship it. Look, I don't even pick up, when they want to hand you a press kit now, and it's a folder with like or a binder, God forbid, with a whole bunch of paper in it, and then there's also a CD or something, I'm like, you know what?
Oh, sure.
I just want the CD. You can keep all the paper. That stuff weighs a lot. I just want the CD.
Oh, definitely. And most of the time they do that. Now it's a USB stick, which
I love that, but you know,
$30. Hey, now it's just here free. It's yours.
Swiss Army, Victorinox, that company, they've come out with a little knife now that has a jump drive built into it.
Yep.
It's a terabyte.
Yeah.
In a jump drive, a terabyte. For those of you who aren't as technologically savvy as Jonathan is, that's 1,000 gigabytes in a little pocket knife jump drive. That's just too cool. But I love those things. And usually, like, Gerber's infamous for them. Magnum Boots is infamous for them. You can go around and pick up 2, 8, 16 gigabyte jump drives that they hand out with their press kits on them. Those things are fantastic.
Definitely.
So, all right, the lessons learned. You have little pieces of paper. One at a time, not bad. When you add them all together, it's a chunk. You got to figure out how you're going to get it home. Either take the extra bag to put it all in or ship it back.
Mm-hmm.
Any other lessons learned? I already talked about comfortable shoes, so don't go there.
Oh, you already talked about comfortable shoes. I was going to say bring multiple pairs of shoes just so you can change the feeling, but
yeah, I didn't think
I've
about that. I always take my most comfortable pair of boots, and that's what I wear all week. I never thought, duh. Change them out. Oh, wow. That's a new thought. Thank you, John.
Yeah.
I feel like an idiot now. All right, cool. What else?
The very, very first SHOT Show I've been to, and it was the last time I saw somebody like this, since we're on the topic of shoes, somebody had the insoles. We're selling insoles way at the end of the show. And I always thought that was genius because people already feet are hurting, and they were always busy.
Yeah, I can imagine. And, you know, there's always a booth someplace where there's a massage chairs set up.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can sit down and get the 10-minute, 15-minute deep tissue thing going on there, digging their elbow in your back. Set aside $20. Those things are a lifesaver about halfway through the show.
Yeah, and those usually are sponsored by some sort of company, and they're probably more than willing to tell you about their product.
While you're laying there moaning and groaning because somebody's digging their elbow in your back. Absolutely. You're kind of a captive audience at that point, and happily so. What about before SHOT Show even starts, what about range day? Now, I know I go out there and I kind of work my way through the different things that are set up, the vendors, the booths that they have underneath the big tents and stuff, and then I start at one end of the range and I try to go all the way to the other end of the range, and anything that even looks remotely interesting, I'll step up and wait my turn for. Have you been to range day?
This will be my very, very first range day, and as I understand, it's pretty cool. My co-editors, Sarah Schreiber and Tabitha Wethall, learned a lot last year, and I'm planning on taking a ton of pictures and a ton of video.
Okay. Word of caution, and for anybody who's listening who is going, if you're taking video, I think they require you to register as a videographer. So, I mean, if you've got I've got a digital stills camera that I can take short videos with, I can probably get away with that. When I start pulling out the video camera, I think somebody's going to give me grief simply because the time is limited on every range line.
All I got is a little smartphone.
Well, there you go. Okay, you can get away with it then. Yeah. You'll be the guy with the droid up against your forehead trying to get the point of view video. really cool stuff. If you've never been to Range Day, it's going to be a lot of fun for you. Make sure you take a hat or wear really good wraparound sunglasses. You do need protection from the sun. You do need protection for your eyes if you're going to shoot anything, and they will let you shoot everything that's out there. Something I'm looking forward to that you might find unique, there's a company called Chiappa Firearms, C-H-I-A-P-P-I, or PPA. Are you familiar with them at all?
I recognize the name. I didn't know that's how you pronounced it, but there you go.
Chiappa, that's how I pronounce it. I could be completely wrong. But they're making these typical revolver. The barrel is at the top of the cylinder if you're looking at it, so that when you fire it, the chamber with the round that's being fired is at the top, and it shoots out the barrel at the top. That puts the line of recoil way above actually the line of recoil absorption in your hand. Chiappa redesigned a revolver so that the barrel's at the bottom of the cylinder. So the barrel's actually more in line with the meat of your palm, so the recoil's in more of a straight line, less of an arc, and it's a lot less felt recoil. It's a lot more manageable. One of the coolest things ever, it looks goofy as heck because we're used to a different way, but when you find Chiappa on the range, take a look at him and shoot the gun and go, oh, cool, that's pretty neat. It looks goofy, but it works.
Yeah, to me that would seem it would go into you rather than up at your face.
Right, exactly, and that's exactly how it is, but it makes, and if you haven't shot a lot, you may not realize this, it makes shooting a full house 357 Magnum feel like shooting 38 Special, and there is a distinct difference in the feeling of the recoil for those two. So I'm sure you're going to have a great time at Range Day. Range Day is quite the blast. You get your first taste of being tired, you get a bag full of goodies, and a decent lunch. Now, let's move on to our next challenge. Watch, we're going to finish the show and still have time left, and we're going to be trying to make conversation about the different kinds of beer you can get at Hard Rock or something. you're an associate editor. I'm an editor. We end up getting information in 4 days, 4.5 days, that we find useful throughout the course of the rest of the year, or that provides us leads for the rest of the year. Is there any strategy to this in your world? I mean, it's not really for me, but that's probably because I'm not actually a trained journalist. You are. Is there a strategy to how you approach 4.5 days to do a year's worth of research?
Well, for me, actually, I don't even get 4.5 days. I get two.
Wow, that sucks.
I'm there Tuesday and Wednesday, so it's even more jam-packed. Do I have a strategy?
If not, you better develop one fast. 2 days to do a whole year's worth of work? Holy cow.
My strategy is just to be as organized as possible. I get all of the invitations in, and I save them all. And even after SHOT Show, and if I just wasn't able to get to that show, I still have that contact information. I still have that PR agency. I still have that company's name. So I can contact them, say, hey, I missed you. Let's catch up. What did you show? And usually SHOT Show then lasts about 2 weeks because just all the follow-ups afterwards.
Yeah, and quite honestly, I always have more follow-ups than I ever get to, and the next SHOT Show is coming around that I'm still trying to clean out my box or bag or whatever of business cards and press kits and everything else from the first one or from the last one. You know, I can't imagine 2 days. Do you know how big the SHOT Show floor is?
Well, the last time I was there, remember, it was Orlando. I think it was like 23 miles if you walked up and down just once, and I didn't do that, so it must have been 30
if you,
or so.
Yeah, if you walk every aisle, I think it's like 21 miles of floor space or something like that if you walk every aisle. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if any of our for the listeners, we obviously have advertising sales staff, and they love to have editors go to booths with them, but they aren't skilled at arranging those appointments in a numerical fashion, as I discussed earlier about planning out your walking the floor. So you end up going from A to M to E to R, and you're going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and just walking, walking, walking. And I'll be honest with you, I'm glad I get to wear comfortable shoes or comfortable boots, because if I had to do it in heels like some of those sales folks, some of the women that we have working for us, I'd be dead at the end of the day.
That there's a second level, too. And the third level, if you want to go to the press room.
Yes, and we will all go to the press room. And quite honestly, I make the press room one of my early stops, because that way I can go through all the little cubbies and pick out the press kit CDs that I want for the companies, and then I don't have to worry about picking them up on the floor, so I don't have to carry them around. I get done, you know, the end of the first day, I'm done with picking up press kits for most of the companies. We're about a minute from our break. And I'm going to ask you to bear with me through the break and come back after that break. When we come back, what's left on our topical list here? Law enforcement technologies focus, because it's not really a kind of guns and knives and handcuffs magazine. This stuff is covered, but the technology really is more electronics and software, and I don't know how much that's going to be at SHOT Show, but I want to talk about that. And anything you've seen in the press releases that you've received being premiered at SHOT Show that you think looks pretty interesting and you're interested in looking at, you know, you're kind of eager to see those things when we get there. So when we get back, those will be our topics of conversation. This is Officer Radio on Officer.com. Thank you for listening. We love being here, and we'll talk to you after this break.
Want to get your voice heard about law enforcement issues? This is your show. It's Officer Radio on Officer.com. And we'll be back with more right after these.
This is Frank Borelli, editor for Officer.com. 152. The number of law enforcement fatalities in 2010. The numbers are too high. Any line of duty death is unacceptable. Join us in Washington, D.C. next year during National Police Week at the first ever Officer World Expo as we combine a unique training opportunity with the largest police memorial in the United States. Visit OfficerWorldExpo.com for details and to join the mailing list. Officer World Expo, because some records aren't meant to be broken.
That's the word uttered when you know you have the upper hand, or you're the winner. Well, now, we have the Booyah Radio Hour with Martin Bressy. Tuesdays at 9, 8 Central on TogiNet.com. Martin's show is all about helping speakers and authors find their niche, create their brand, and achieve massive success. Each week, Martin will interview guests from around the world who've achieved tremendous success as speakers and authors. You'll find out who they are, what they do, and how you can follow in their footsteps to achieve incredible results. Guests will come from around the world of business, entertainment, finance, the arts, and sciences. Nothing is off topic. No subject too taboo. We'll share valuable information as well as huge laughs as we discover the ups and downs of being a successful speaker and author. The Booyah Radio Hour with Martin Bressy. Tuesdays at 9, 8 Central on TogiNet.com. Welcome back to Officer Radio, powered by the worldwide resources of Officer.com, and hosted by Editor-in-Chief of Officer.com, 30-year law enforcement veteran Frank Borelli. Now, let's get back to the show. It's Officer Radio on Officer.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to this afternoon's episode of Officer Radio on Officer.com. We have with us the Associate Editor for Law Enforcement Technology Magazine and Law Enforcement Product News, Mr. Jonathan Kozlowski, who's putting up with me and my semi-manic sense of humor this afternoon. Jonathan, thank you for being here and staying with us.
Yeah, no, not a problem. You're welcome.
All right, so before we went on our break, we were talking about how, God, you're getting stuck doing a year's worth of research and contact in 2 days and or just gathering the contact information so you can stretch the joy of SHOT Show out to 2 weeks. Good on you. I feel your pain, sort of, except that I get to be there for 4 days. Listen, though, Law Enforcement Technology Magazine focuses a lot on technology. It's right there in the name. That's not necessarily guns, knives, and handcuffs. That's a lot of computers and handheld devices, other electronics, and software. Is there much of that at SHOT Show?
Well, more than you actually think, mainly because if you're looking at technology and you're thinking, the digital world as far as, like, software and computers and all that jazz.
Right.
There's still technology within the gun itself. And LET's January issue, you'll find it at SHOT Show, is full of gun technology. Case in point, one of the things that I'm looking forward to actually getting my hands on is Kel-Tec has a new, what they call KSG, which means Kel-Tec shotgun.
Okay.
And what it is it shoots its shell straight down. And why I'm
interested... Oh, that's the bottom ejector. It's got, like, two tubular magazines and holds, what, like 14, 12-gauge rounds or something?
Yeah, 14 plus one, I believe.
Yeah, and the one and the two.
It shoots the shell after it's, expended, shoots it straight down at a very, very fast rate. I'm certain it's got to be,
It ejects out the bottom.
Yeah, and to me that's interesting because that's, different, especially coming from a Kel-Tec, who's typically a more well-known as a pistol manufacturer.
True. You know what's
so
funny about
there's
this,
that
though?
Type of stuff that law enforcement technology looks at going, okay, this is technology. It might not be computers.
Right.
But even the handcuff, there's technology inside of a handcuff, too.
Yeah, there's definitely an evolution there. I got to say this, though. You know what's really cool, though, about the KSG, the Kel-Tec shotgun? I'm sitting here amazed by the fact that they're getting 15 rounds or 14 rounds in the magazines of that, tubular magazines of that shotgun. You're amazed by the fact that it ejects out the bottom. Two entirely different outlooks.
They're both amazing. So.
I'm all about the firepower. You think it's really cool that it's not shooting out the side like every other shotgun in the world. Both very interesting evolutions, like you said, very cool evolutions in the technology. But they're actually better known for their handguns, and they've got the PMR 30. They premiered that last year. It's a 30 round 22 Magnum handgun. I'd love to get one of those for T&E.
But that's just that's the thing that law enforcement technology looks for is the next year's technology in firearms. So then we take that, grab the neatest and latest, and feature that throughout the year.
Anything else? Like I said, we both got inundated with press releases. Have you seen anything else that's really catching your eye that you want to look at while you're there?
Well, there's two other things that kind of caught my eye throughout my entire email span of last month or so. You have to understand first that since I work on law enforcement product news, I get, hey, this new product is announced today every single day. So a brand new item, just because it's brand new, isn't really going to catch my eye. You got to really spin it in a way, and there's got to be an angle to it. And these two kind of caught my eye. RAID or RAD Technology Corp, it's RADE.
Mm-hmm.
They're launching a speed shot training grip system. And I wrote this down with quotes around it, so I had it right. And they call it human reflexive speed to magazine replacement.
Basically, say that again.
Human reflexive speed to magazine replacement.
Okay.
That means how fast an officer can change his magazine.
Yes.
They develop some sort of digital technology to help the training to change the magazine.
Okay.
That's unique.
That is. It would be interesting to see how that
works. That's something different, you know. And then on my downtime, I'll admit I'm a horror movie fan.
Okay.
So OTIS, or Otis Technology, has a new firearm cleaning kit under their zombie line. And I'm kind of more interested in why they call it the zombie line other than just
the marketing ploy.
Using the face
marketing sales. I'm not, Otis, I apologize. I'm not making fun of you. The zombie craze is huge and wide, and that's why I'm working on a zombie book right now. But I was going to ask you, they have an entire zombie killer line of knives that's made by Gerber. Are you going to go look at those?
I'm going to try.
Okay. I didn't know Otis Technology had a gun cleaning kit under their zombie line. That's cool.
Yeah. I would have to say I've always joked that SHOT Show would be the safest place for a zombie apocalypse to start because, well, it's SHOT Show.
Yeah, absolutely. Now let me completely shoot that theory in the foot for you. none of the guns at SHOT Show, and for the people who are going, who are listening to go, none of the guns at SHOT Show shoot. Every gun brought into the show floor has to have the firing pin removed and be tagged. And the vendors are told point blank, if you bring a live firearm in here and we find it, then you'll be evicted and you'll be ejected and you won't be welcome back. Obviously, it's a huge risk management concern. No working firearms are allowed on the floor. So if zombies come in, the only way they're getting killed is with the knives and swords and stuff that are out there, baseball bats or whatever.
That's true, but you
not to ruin your day, but that's not the safest place. It is Vegas.
It's not going to last
that being
long,
overrun by zombies without a problem. all right, well, listen, I know we've taken a lot of your time today. Anything else, any comment you'd like to make, what your focus, do you feel your focus is any different as an editor versus going out there as a dealer or anything else? I mean, do you feel like there's anything special about the approach that you take to SHOT Show?
I try to approach SHOT Show just as my readers do, as all the officers in the world would, just trying to experience it, what's new, find out what's actually interesting in the world of firearms, weapons, and SHOT Show 2012. I did want to mention that as an associate editor of Law Enforcement Product News, I'll be live tweeting and posting brand new items to Facebook and Twitter, and my co-editor, Sarah Schreiber, she'll be doing the same for Law Enforcement Technology.
Well, if you can teach me how to do that, I'll do the same thing for the officer.com page on Facebook.
We both got smartphones.
Well, I've got one too, but I'm not smart enough to use it. So if you teach me, I'll do that too for officer.com's Facebook page.
Deal? We'll work on that on range day.
Okay, cool. Jonathan, thank you for joining us today. Greatly appreciate it. Do want to have you back and pass that invitation to Sarah and Tabitha. We'd like to get them on the show as well. I'll see you out in Vegas in a few days.
See you Monday.
Thanks for being with us. All right, folks. So that was Jonathan Kozlowski, Associate Editor for Law Enforcement Technology Magazine, Law Enforcement Product News. On Facebook, they both have fan pages, Law Enforcement Technology Magazine, Law Enforcement Product News. Like them and get those ongoing tweets and feeds that he's going to be giving you. We have an officer.com fan book page, and I'm going to get Jonathan to teach me how to use my smartphone that's smarter than me so that I can live tweet. We have the Twitter feed. Those will go out there and update Facebook with the new, cool, latest, greatest stuff that I find while I'm there. Speaking of new, cool, latest, greatest things, I've been sitting here going through emails while Jonathan and I were talking. There's a company called Adventure Medical Kits, and they have a line of stuff called Survive Outdoors Longer. I've been impressed with this stuff. They put together first aid kits. They put together survival kits. Officer.com is getting ready to put a review up shortly of their survival medic kit, which has a few first aid items in it, more for the little bumps and bruises and scrapes. I mean, it's Band-Aids and knuckle bandages. This thing's only 5 inches by 6 inches by 1 inch. It's a very small, zip-locked, heavy-duty package. It has an emergency space blanket in it. It has some fire starter and some tinders, a compass, stuff like that. This same company Adventure Medical Kits, AMK, Survive Outdoors Longer, SOL. So the AMK, SOL, they now have what they call an escape bivy. This is like an escape blanket, an emergency blanket that you can completely wrap yourself in that breathes, so your sweat evaporates, so you don't get that chilled feeling when the temperatures drop. But it's got that emergency space blanket kind of liner, aluminum looking stuff that keeps you warm. And I'm really interested in seeing this in their booth and field testing one. Hopefully in April or May, I'll actually be a guest instructor for a place called the Commonwealth Criminal Justice Academy in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Outstanding place. Great, great training there from Tom Peroni and his instructors. And we're going to be doing an emergency preparedness class, hopefully sometime this spring. It'll be a weekend adventure. And I'll be testing out one of these escape bivvies, and hopefully it'll perform the way it's supposed to, and I won't find my way into a cold puddle and freeze unexpectedly that evening. All right, as we come down near the end of the show, let me sort through these emails real quick, see if we can find anything else that's of high interest to you listeners as far as press releases and so forth. I already talked about spring tack holsters. Rock River Designs, not Rock River Arms, but a different company called Rock River Designs, has put out the Delta Light Ball. It's really a plastic ball that has a light in it for the guys that need to light up a room but are worried about, for example, clandestine laboratories. You've got to worry about ether in the air, things like that. You need some light. You don't need any spark. You don't need any heat. These things are set up so that you can literally roll them into a room. They're weighted so that they end up the correct way, and then they shoot the light up. They give off a decent amount of light so that you can see what you're doing. That's the Delta Light Ball from Rock River Designs, and I'm hoping that I can get a look at those and see how well they will actually perform. Armalite has some really nice ARs, that are both in 223 and in 7.62, I should say 5.56 and 7.62. Looking forward to looking at those, and hopefully we can get some field testing done on those, shooting those out at range day if they're at the range. So that's our pre-shot show, officer radio show. Next week, on the 19th, we're going to be bringing you a show from SHOT Show, Sands Convention Center in Las Vegas. Hope you'll listen to us then. Thank you for listening to us today. This is Officer Radio on Officer.com, and we appreciate you reading and listening. Stay safe.
Thank you for being a part of Officer Radio, powered by the worldwide resources of Officer.com, and hosted by Editor-in-Chief of Officer.com, 30-year law enforcement veteran Frank Borelli. Each week, Officer Radio